Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Evangelist John R. Rice used to tell the story of a businessman who wanted to hire an office boy. When several applied, he decided he would try to find out who was the smartest lad and then hire him. So he told each lad who applied for the job a story which goes like this. A chicken farmer began losing chickens to a sly old fox who would sneak into the hen house in the middle of the night, snatch a bird, and run away with it. Finally, the old farmer woke in the night to the sound of squawking chickens. He knew that the sly old fox was back. So he jumped out of bed, grabbed his shotgun and a lantern, and headed for the hen house. Just as he saw the fox and started to take aim, he stumbled on a root, dropped the lantern, and as he went down, both barrels of the shotgun discharged. End of story. Then he would ask the boys if they wanted to ask questions. Some ask about the gun, what kind it was, and what gauge. Another ask about what kind of chickens he had. But then one boy asked the question he was looking for. "Mister, when the gun went off, did it hit the old fox?" He was the only lad who got the point. And what's the point of a story is this, 2 days before Christmas? Bottom line, what's the point of Christmas anyway? If you were homeless, sleeping in a cardboard box, stuffing rags into your worn-out tennis shoes, would you hope that the point of Christmas is a hot meal at the rescue mission? If you were a student in China, having grown up in an atheistic home, would you know what is the point of Christmas anyway? If you have grown weary of hearing Bing Crosby croon, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas in Manila," where Christmas songs are played nonstop in stores from October 1 until December 25, would you gather that the real point of Christmas is keeping the cash register jingling? Yes, for the homeless man, receiving a hot meal on Christmas can be a tiny part of what Christmas is. And gifts given in the right spirit, acknowledging the gift of God's Son, can also be part of what Christmas is. But the true point of Christmas has been so obscured by commercialism and layers of culture imposing Santa and Rudolph, etc., etc., most people today have completely lost sight of what Christmas is about. May God deliver us from the phony Christmas, the one that reaches out to me with tentacles of materialism, that saps my energy and drains my bank account, that leaves the homeless destitute and the hungry disappointed, that ignores the Buddhist who lives down the street and the pagan who disbelieves the story of redemption. O God, deliver us from the clanging cash register, the inane and empty songs that ignore Jesus' birth and superimpose an untrue fantasy, making it difficult, if not impossible, for a child to know what is real and what is make-believe, the temptation to buy what I cannot afford and give gifts nobody really wants. Father, help us to reduce Christmas to the simplicity of that first Christmas when wise men bowed in worship and the music of angels filled the dark night, and hope was born in the souls of those who walked in darkness, and forgiveness came to those who were penitent. One last request, Lord. May I be reminded that millions still do not know why you came, and you have entrusted me to go tell the story on the mountain, in the valley, and everywhere. Tell them that Jesus Christ is born. Yes, God, help me to cast off that which would obscure the reality of why you came, and to get the point of Christmas and get it today. You came that we might have life. May we never forget it. Everybody is scurrying here and there, trying to get everything done before Christmas really arrives. Take time, friend, to stop and to remember why he came. I'm Harold Sala, wishing you and yours a very blessed Christmas. Don't forget to put Jesus on your Christmas list. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines. We have resources that will help you at our website, guidelines.org.